But what is racist? Because truly, you do get in trouble if you are a white person who puts on blackface on Halloween, or a black person who puts on whiteface for Halloween. Like, when I was a kid, that was okay. There was a controversy on The Real Housewives of New York with Luann, as she dresses Diana Ross, and she made her skin look darker than it really is, and people said that that was racist. And I don't know, I thought, like, who doesn't love Diana Ross? She wants to look like Diana Ross for one day. I don't know how, like, that got racist on Halloween.
Now, commenting on the racially charged issue of blackface is not something I'm comfortable doing.
But I am! First of all, I heard about this, and when I went to watch it, I started typing in Megyn Kelly defends blackface. It auto-filled Megyn Kelly defends Brett Kavanaugh, so I knew no matter what I was about to watch a terrible video. And I was right! Megan said, I don't know how blackface is racist on Halloween. It's not racist on Halloween. It's racist every day. There is no magical day where you can wear blackface with no repercussions. Unless all of your friends are white. And I'm guessing all of Megyn Kelly's friends are white. Speaking of a bunch of white people, this panel, white, 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 white. Ooh, so very white. How are you gonna have a bunch of white people sit together and figure out what's racist? White people don't get to decide what's racist. If I punch you, I don't decide if it hurts or not. You do. And it won't because I'm not punching a white lady because I don't want to go to jail. Megyn Kelly said, blackface wasn't racist when I was a kid. You're 47. Racism wasn't invented 40 years ago. 40 years ago, they were just getting into the swing of it, baby!